Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So flooding in the Midwest, it's been a wet winter in California, and that has led to a super bloom of wildflowers and now swarms of painted lady butterflies. The black and orange insects usually keep a low profile as they migrate from the deserts of western Mexico to their breeding grounds in Oregon, but this year they are hard to miss. Scientists say the number in the millions, maybe billions, as they make their mass migration through California. Joining us is Pat Flanagan, co-founder and CEO of the nonprofit Butterfly Farms based in Encinitas, California. Hi, Pat.
Hey, good morning.
And first of all, just give us a sense of what it is like there right now when we say millions, maybe even billions of butterflies.
Well, we just, you know, it started out with a few painted ladies going by several weeks ago. I was at work talking to my assistant co-founder, Tom Merriman, and I saw a painted lady go by and I said, well, you know, maybe this is the start of the migration. Let's keep an eye out. And sure enough, it just every day it picked up. And I've never seen it between the super bloom and the butterflies flying through last weekend out in our local desert was, for me, was one of the most spectacular days I've ever had out there. The way I explain it to people, it's like being in a snow globe of painted lady butterflies. It was just a very surreal, phenomenal experience that, you know, we don't get to see every day.
And the reason it's happening this year is just because it's been so wet, and so there's a lot of food for them to eat, basically.
Correct. I mean, you know, here in San Diego, we can have years of, you know, just a couple inches of rain, even out at the coast. And our deserts, while quite beautiful, are exceptionally dry and can see only just a couple inches in the entire season. Well, you know, we have places in our desert that saw year totals in one day. Coachella Valley saw 3.5 inches on Valentine's Day. We had snow in the desert. There's pictures of, you know, snow on Joshua Tree in certain places around here. So we had a very exceptionally wet weather event this winter, and the plant world has responded, and when the plants take off like that, then we see the explosion of insects. And it's not just going to be painted ladies. There's other things that are going to follow, but it's painted ladies right now.
And when you look at the overall butterfly population, last year in California, it actually saw a sharp decrease. The monarch population dipped 86% to a record low. Does this help to replenish some of those numbers?
No, because this is a different butterfly species, and that's a great point. While everybody's out enjoying the butterflies the last couple weeks here in California, let me tell you, my phone's been ringing off the hook, and it's all over social media, and every news organization, you know, in the Western Hemisphere is calling. We can't lose sight of the fact that our monarch population, we just received our numbers from last November's count. We saw them in December or January, that we were down 86% on the previous year's monarch count. So no, our butterfly populations are declining. And so this we can't lose sight of the fact that there's so much work to do.
Now, I don't want to look only at the bad side of what's going on here, because I'm sure it's really wonderful for everybody to see these painted lady butterflies. But I wonder, if they are showing up in such big numbers in a place where there's typically not the kind of plant life that they need, does it screw up their migration patterns at all for next year?
No, I don't think so. So this is a butterfly that's all over the world, first of all. They're a butterfly that is not in trouble, let's say that. Mm-hmm. And they also can expand and retract the size of their population very, very vastly. So the number between what we'll see this year and next year could be completely different. But since they use about 100 different host plants, their ability to reproduce is not in jeopardy right now. So they'll fly to where they need to go, and that's what they're doing right now. They'll reproduce there, and then they'll head back. And so that's the beauty of nature. You know, Mother Nature knows what she's doing. They're headed in the right direction. They're headed towards food. There's plenty of food out there for them right now. So we're good.
So when it comes to the monarchs, which, as you mentioned, are having a problem with their population, is there anything, while people are focusing so much on butterflies, is there anything that can be done to help the ones that are in trouble?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question and a great point. So what anybody can do to get involved, especially with monarch issues, is plant habitat. And habitat for monarch butterflies is milkweed. It's a plant that, you know, was hard to find 20 years ago, but it's much, much easier to find now. Almost anybody can call around and find milkweed that's appropriate for their area, plant it in your garden. Monarch butterflies will come, they'll reproduce. You know, go to your garden center, get milkweed and plant it in your garden and help the monarchs.
That is Pat Flanagan, co-founder and CEO of Butterfly Farms in California. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.